some of the additional features that are available to modify and view the structures you've generated in the matrix. After you've done a Fourier transform, if you've gotten a two-dimensional slice, you may want to compare this to the actual data you've taken. So what you can do with Interpolate 2D is actually take the Fourier transform in QXQY space and interpolate it to the QXQY of a previously loaded 2D data set, such as one that would be loaded through the load 2D option on the curve fit setup window. Another thing you can do is, again, transpose the matrix. This does simple XYZ swappings of the modes of the structure, or you can rotate the matrix in an arbitrary fashion, setting the actual number of degrees of rotation around each of the different axes in case you want to do an arbitrary rotation of an object. This is very useful if you want to build up an object that has several different objects, something like the Y-shaped structure of a particular protein, perhaps, and then doing that, you can move pieces individually, save each of the pieces individually. So in this case, you have an odd angle for several options here. You can save this structure and then, if we clear this and say draw another sphere somewhere else, once that structure is drawn, we can add in the original structure that we had. And when that structure is added in, we have both of the structures present, and we can calculate what the scattering from that object would be. It's very different than what it was before. And you'll note the colors now are not what you had previously set. If you click on Make Gizmo, it'll go through and find all the different scattering length densities present in the system, in this case 55, 20, and 10, and basically randomly assign colors to them so that they're different. Due to limitations in the display, you can only have 5 different scattering length densities present, solvent excluded, and if you have more than 5, they won't be displayed, but they will be used in the calculation. It's just a limitation of the display. Other things that are available are present on the macros menu, and that is information about the matrix. That is the total number of points that are occupied, showing a fractional occupation. This is essentially the volume fraction of scatterers you have there, and the overall matrix dimensions. Other things you can get are, if you have points in there, you can get an average center-to-center distance, and from that, or from the average center-to-center distance, get the number of points in the system. Other things available are some examples of how to do more complex things, like generate a system of polydispersed spheres, connecting dots with cylinders to make a network structure, grids of cylinders to make anisotropic structures, and be able to take something that is on the length scales of USANs, where you have something that's oriented, and then actually take the directional Fourier transform and convert it to what you would actually measure through slit-smeared USANs. You can also generate models that can be used as fitting functions, and again, this will be shown in a separate video.